In October, we checked in with Politico reporter Rye Rivard about New Jersey's effort to undermine New York's congestion pricing plans for Manhattan. Well, the two neighbors are at odds again, this time with the Garden State hoping to leave a waterfront commission that it's in with the Empire State. For more on the drama between the two neighbors, including a recent court decision and what it means for the future, we're joined once again by Politico's Rye Rivard. Welcome back to the show, Rye.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So, for starters, what is the Bi-State Waterfront Commission? How long has it been around for, and what is its mission?
It's been around about 70 years. This was created to try and clean up some of the organized crime elements at the port, things like you would have seen if you're an old movie buff in On the Waterfront. And so the Waterfront Commission came along to sort of clean up organized crime, to kind of straighten out labor unions that might have been wrapped up in organized crime, and to sort of create a level playing field for people looking for employment on the waterfront.
So how active is the waterfront to this day? Because Marlon Brando hasn't been there in quite some time.
So that is the question. New Jersey says that the as a state, lawmakers in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie signed this law on his last day in office to pull New Jersey out of the Waterfront Commission. And New Jersey lawmakers' arguments, which is sort of taken from the shipping industry as well as the longshoremen, is that the Waterfront Commission has really outlived its useful life, that organized crime is not that much of a factor anymore. One proponent of the law told me that there's no more organized crime on the waterfront than there is in anything else in New Jersey. And so take that how you'd like. But the point was that what's going on the waterfront isn't unique in the way that it was, 70 years ago, that it isn't, in New Jersey's view, particularly an acute problem, any more than crime is sort of part of the life of any industry, or can get, sort of the bad apple theory that there are some in every sector of the economy, and that now the Waterfront Commission is really, sticking its finger in places that it doesn't belong and sort of trying to find jobs for itself that were never the original intent, because organized crime in New Jersey's view is sort of is not an issue anymore. And so it's getting involved in things and trying to dictate things related to labor and related to hiring that it just was never intended to do. And they point to language in some of the laws that created the Waterfront Commission that said it was only meant to be temporary in the first place. And here we are 70 years later.
So the Waterfront Commission had sued New Jersey to stop them from abandoning the commission. What was the crux of their argument, and where has this argument gone in the courts?
Their argument was that if the courts allow the state of New Jersey, or if the state of New Jersey can unilaterally pull out of an interstate agreement, an agreement with another state, in this case, the state of New York, then this jeopardizes dozens, scores of other interstate compacts. Some of them include things closer to home, like the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which is a bi-state commission that sort of handles logistics around the ports and transportation and at the airports and across the Hudson, or things as vast as the interstate compact that dictates how water is divided in the western United States and the Colorado River. And so if one state can pull out of these things unilaterally, that sort of jeopardizes this state-to-state diplomacy that lots of things in the United States have come to depend on, because as much as we think we're 50 states, we're all sort of dependent on our border states for something at some time. And the courts just said the Waterfront Commission didn't really have standing, wasn't the right party to bring this case. The Supreme Court declined to hear the Waterfront Commission's appeal all the way up to it. And what this leaves is one party that pretty much everybody agrees could sue to stop New Jersey from pulling out. And that's the state of New York, which sets up, a state-on-state political showdown.
Is there any expectation that New York will file a lawsuit to keep New Jersey in this bi-state commission?
So it's interesting. Governor Kathy Hochul has said she's reviewing all options. The head of a legislative committee that looks at commissions and corporations said that wrote a letter last week encouraging Governor Hochul to intervene, to file a lawsuit, to try and keep New Jersey in the Waterfront Commission. And, you know, there has also been some sort of veiled threats of tit for tat, which is, well, you know, if New Jersey wants to pull out of this waterfront commission, what if New York pulled out of the Port Authority and did its own thing on tolls and did its own thing at the airports, at least the ones in New York? So that presumably would disadvantage New Jersey, because New Jersey commuters sort of depend on having a voice on the Port Authority, which controls the tolls coming across the Hudson River. And so I don't know how far that threat's going to go, but you're starting to see these things bubble up where there's the feeling that if New Jersey is going to pull out of one compact, then New York, you know, at least some people in New York say, well, okay, we'll pull out of another.
Why would New York have a different view of the role of the Waterfront Commission than New Jersey?
So a couple of things I think have changed in the past decades. One of them is the shipping industry itself. It's my understanding that, you know, containerization, you know, the entire, you know, sort of things you see on the back of semis, container shipping, has come along since really the Waterfront Commission was created. And the ships that can carry those, the cargo ships that carry containers, have been docking on the New Jersey side and the New Jersey ports because of the depth of the water. And so a lot more shipping is now being done in New Jersey than in New York, like way more. And so New Jersey is sort of saying, well, New York has this voice over labor practices at the port, but the port really isn't in New York much anymore. I mean, there's the Red Hook Terminal in Brooklyn, but that's pretty small slice of the pie. And so New Jersey's saying, we want to be in charge of our own shipping industry. It's huge here. Port Elizabeth is huge. Port Newark is huge. We want to be in charge of that. And if there's organized crime, the New Jersey lawmakers have said, we'll have the state police come in and do what the Waterfront Commission says it's been doing. And I think the New York view is that, at least the view at the Waterfront Commission seems to be that organized crime is still going on and that somebody needs to be in charge of policing it. And the Waterfront Commission has, in the Waterfront Commission's view, done a very good job of that. There is some evidence that the FBI and the Department of Labor this summer wrote some letters saying things to the effect of, we really like working with the Waterfront Commission. We think organized crime is still out there. When we're investigating it, the Waterfront Commission has been really helpful. Sort of reading between the lines of those letters from the FBI and the Department of Labor is they're not mentioning the New Jersey State Police. So they're saying the Waterfront Commission, which we work with now, is doing a good job of cleaning up organized crime, but they're not mentioning the State Police, which is what New Jersey would put in charge of looking after organized crime if the Waterfront Commission does indeed go away.
If New York doesn't bring a lawsuit to challenge the dissolution of the Waterfront Commission, what is the timeline for what could happen next? Does the commission just dissolve with New Jersey leaving?
Yeah, that seems to be what would happen. I mean, it effectively is abolished because it's a bi-state commission with only one state in it. The mechanism for all of that happening is the governor of the state of New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy, writes a letter, or has somebody send a letter to the Waterfront Commission, say, hey, peace out, we're leaving. That's a couple month time clock ticking. And then the Waterfront Commission doesn't have New Jersey in it. The New Jersey State Police begin taking over, some of the duties of the Waterfront Commission, and New Jersey is essentially in charge of its own waterfront from that point on, is the way the New Jersey law envisions it happening.
Well, we've been speaking with Politico's Rai Rivard, a.k.a. The Boss, who we'll be checking in with as this story and other New Jersey and New York drama develops. Thanks so much for making the time, Rye.
Thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.